Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Mr. Finley, it's 11 a.m. in the morning, and Jeff just said to me I couldn't get it up in time. Do you want to explain? Jeff, you want to apologize to our friend, the official sports analytic expert of the B. Mitchell Finley program? Jeff, you tell Neil you couldn't get it up in time.
Neil, I couldn't get the song up in time. My bad, bro. Toby and
JP. I thought I was in an elevator. I didn't know what was happening.
JP and Toby, I apologize for whispering that in you all's ear.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate it, Jeff.
Do you feel, are you okay, Greenberg? Do you need us? Do we need to start over? Can you come in without Iron Man? Are you all right?
No, I don't know if I'll have my A game. I may have like my B game.
All right.
My Muzak game.
Jeff, see if you can get it dialed, and maybe we'll just play a little underneath Greenberg as he talks. Neil, how are you, buddy?
Yes.
Thank you for joining us. I'd like to start with the NBA draft, if you're good with that. The NBA draft's always fun to watch, always exciting. There is, I don't think, any real intrigue in the top two picks, but then there's pretty damn wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Cooper Flagg has been the number one pick for quite a while. Dylan Harper probably goes number two, and then who knows what's going to happen? I think that these are the best type of drafts where, it leaves a little bit open for some chaos.
There it is.
There we go. Now I feel better. Now I can dial in. But I think, locally here to see what Washington gets, and I'm not saying select, see what they get at number six, because we're really not sure who's going to go in the 3, 4, and 5 slots.
When you look at Ace Bailey, who has turned into the most intriguing guy in this draft, you can dive into whether you would draft him or not in terms of some of the other concerns. But if he's there at 6, I'm curious, if the Wizards take him, being someone who's so analytically dialed in, Neil, do you think his game translates in terms of how much he loves to shoot the mid-range jumper? Do you think he can extend that out to the three-point line, or do you think that's something that, even though that's where he lives, that'll work just fine in the NBA as well?
Well, I think Kevin Durant has taught us that you can, if you're really good at the mid-range shot, you can take the mid-range shot. Analytically speaking, it's not the most efficient, but that's a broad stroke brush. Mm-hmm. And there's certainly players that can probably make it work. And, I think when you have a talent like his, some people are arguing that he should go number two. So I think to be able to get that at number six is going to be interesting. But, he's not afraid to shoot the ball. He can, he's really good at I think what we'll see what translates is not necessarily his mid-range jumper, but he takes a lot of contested twos. And, a contested shot in the NCAA versus the NBA is very, very different. That to me is really what I'm going to be looking at. But, he's a good athlete. He can make some blocks. He can dunk. He can get to the rim. He's a good rebounder. He lacks a little bit of polish off the dribble, but, again, it's a college kid coming into the NBA, and the Wizards aren't in contention necessarily, so he's got plenty of time to learn.
Who's your favorite pick in the draft? Like, obviously Flagg and I think Harper are gone. Who would you want them to get at 6? Do you have a favorite?
I think Bailey's the guy. I mean, I think Bailey makes a lot of sense. Maybe Trey Johnson, but the guard position, I think, is in a different state now with the Wizards after the trade. So I think getting a forward that can, mesh with a guy like Alex Saar, and then you have, the guard, Bob Carrington probably gets a little bit of a bigger role after the trade. So I think a talented forward makes sense. I'm not convinced Ace Bailey is going to be there. There's just too much smoke everywhere. Like, he's not taking workouts, and, there's just so much, off-the-court negative talk about Ace Bailey. I don't know if he'll be there at six, but if he is, I think it makes a lot of sense for Washington to take him.
You're feeling a zag here, Greenberg? Are there odds on that? I do wonder if he keeps turning down invites everywhere, maybe he has... You know what I mean? Like, maybe he has some assurance that the rest of us are unaware of.
Well, what if that's the Wiz?
Maybe. He certainly might. But also, I believe nothing during draft season. Like, I don't believe anything is as what it seems. I think there's a lot of money on the table, and what you're doing, if you are saying the teams 2, 3, 4, and 5, don't draft me, you are leaving first contract money on the table in hopes that you can really make an impact and the second contract becomes bigger. I think that's a big risk, especially with a team like Washington. I'm not convinced. I'm not saying that he's not going to Washington. I'm just saying that I don't believe anything during draft season in any sport. It's all smokescreen. No one has any incentive to say exactly what they're going to do. It just seems to be a lot of stuff around Ace Bailey at this time of year.
What do you make of the Duke guys outside of Cooper Flagg? If Ace Bailey's gone and they have the chance at potentially Con Knipple, who JP really likes, or Kaman Maluwach, who I really like, as a potential double big to help out with Alex Saar there, which of those guys do you prefer, and do you think one of those guys could end up being the pick tonight?
Yeah, I think Knipple is probably where I would lean, only because you have Alex Saar at center. Knipple is a good shooter. It can do the pick and roll. He's he's a crafty little player. I think you want young players that can make stuff happen, especially if they're going to be kind of learning the game, for lack of a better phrase, with a team that's not necessarily contending. I think that Knipple will probably be gone before six, but I would say it'd be Bailey one, Knipple second, and then the center out of Duke would be the third choice. But man, what a front court that would be. You got a towering rim protector with some ability to switch, and then you have obviously Saar, who was all rookie team this year. That'd be an interesting building block, but I don't think that's necessarily how you build for the NBA. I don't necessarily think that you need like a dominating front court. I think you're much better off with wings and guards and kind of building that way. But, again, the Wizards are going to have to take what they get because they're picking number six.
Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. You can follow Greenberg at @ngreenberg. Read his work in the Washington Post. Greenberg, how about this? Vegas must know something. My man, I just pulled up odds for tonight. To be drafted in the top five, Con Knipple's minus 1,000. So Vegas sure as hell doesn't think he's getting to the Wiz at six. Trey Johnson, minus 330 to go top five. And then your boy, Ace Bailey, minus 200 to go in the top five.
Yeah, so I think Trey Johnson goes to Utah. But again, I mean, there's just too much talk around Bailey for there not to be something there. I think that, whenever you have uncertainty in the mid-top part of the draft, obviously you're always better off taking a shot at plus money than you would be, minus. But it does also reflect kind of where the sharp money going. Now, I will say this. It doesn't take a lot to move those markets.
Sure.
It doesn't take a lot of money, a lot of action, because there's so much uncertainty. We've seen that in the NFL with, you know, the number one pick or first round quarterback picks, et cetera. So I don't take them necessarily as gospel as I would like an NFL line on Sunday afternoon. But it's definitely showing you where the general conventional wisdom is right now.
What'd you make of the Jordan Poole trade yesterday?
I like it for Washington. I mean, they don't need star players. They don't need good players. They need flexibility in the cap, and they need up-and-coming players. So it makes complete sense to me. And for once, they're really embracing this rebuild, and I feel like they're doing it the right way. Cap flexibility is key because you can, you know, hopefully entice a free agent or two. You know, your young guys develop, and then you can start to contend. It won't take a lot for the Wizards to become contenders if they can use that money and get, you know, free agents to come there in a year or two. You know, they can almost instantly become playoff contenders. So I think that this is a very, very smart move and the right move for the organization.
I also, much like Mitchell Parker, I pronounce myself the foremost Bub Carrington supporter in town when he was drafted. I just really like his game. I think this is the right step for Bub. Like, let Bub run the team. And Poole was just such a, not in a bad way, but just such a me-first kind of gunner that, like, I don't want to say addition by subtraction because I don't think they're, like, better, but I think it's better for these kids to develop without Jordan Poole around. And much like Eric Bickle got mad when everybody was calling Eric Bieniemy EB, I at least got confused when I was watching Wizards broadcast and they would say JP.
Well, I always thought they were talking about you.
Yeah.
That was just my default.
Well, I knew they weren't when he said JP nails it from deep. There's no chance that's JP Finley.
You don't know about my 3-point shooting prowess in high school.
But yeah, I think that this is, and this is what I mean about, you know, clearing the decks a little bit, seeing what they have in the young players. This gives Bub a chance to show that he could be the playmaking complement to McCollum, who can score. And, you know, I love having, like, this veteran guy being able to mentor this rookie that has shown a lot of flash and shown a bunch of upside. And this is what you want. You want to see if he's the guy, and if he's not, you got a bunch of cap space and draft picks to find the guy. So yeah, I think this is great for his development, and I really like him as a player. You know, he's shown he could do a little bit of everything. You know, he can score, he can dish it. He was healthy. You know, I think all that is very important.
What do you think the chances are the Wiz trade the pick tonight?
Pretty low. I mean, you're still picking sixth, so I don't think there's enough talent here to move back, unless you absolutely get blown away with an offer. But I see like a team that has, you know, six first round draft picks or whatever it was being in a better spot to move up. I certainly think if, you know, one of the team's packages, three or four, you know, first-round picks this year, next year, maybe you consider it. But Washington also has the 18th pick. So it's not like they necessarily need a bevy of picks here, especially if Ace Bailey is available. If he's not available, maybe that changes the rubric a little bit. But I think if Ace Bailey is available at number six, you make the pick.
What do you make of Derek Queen as a potential pro, and where do you think he ends up landing, and what range tonight?
Yeah, probably in the early double digits, maybe to Chicago. You know, we saw him, you know, pretty much will Maryland in the tournament with the Crab Five. So, you know, very, very talented player. Probably could really blossom in a larger role. You know, can he, you know, he's got the upside, right? And he's got the ability to score inside, does some rebounding, et cetera. You know, as long as that game translates to the NBA, you know, I think that he could be a really good mid-first-round pick for a team like Chicago, maybe Atlanta, who's probably also in the market for a big man. I think those are the two spots that he probably is going to land in.
So you can get odds on who gets picked at number six. Ace Bailey plus 150, Jeremiah Fears plus 210, Trey Johnson plus 350, Malawach Knipple on down. I almost wonder if that's good money on Fears at plus 210, kind of thinking he'll beat. I mean, who do we think is definitely gone early? Flag,
well,
Harper.
But also, does Washington take a guard?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, they just did this trade to kind of give Bub a bigger role,
yeah.
Alongside McCollum, you know, would they pick a guard? I'm not sure they do. I'm not sure that. I think they got to flesh out their roster and get upside everywhere. So betting on a guard in that spot makes me a little bit nervous. I think one of the Duke's big men is probably a better bet. In those spots.
If you like, I mean, Knipple's plus 900, Malawach plus 500. That to me is saying they think Knipple's going to be gone and Malawach.
I was about to say, yeah, Knipple could be a top four pick. I don't know. Getting plus money on Ace Bailey to me makes a lot of sense because there is a lot of evidence that that's the direction he's trending towards.
Which of the teams ahead of Washington, assuming Ace Bailey is going to get taken ahead of them, which of the teams you think does it? Do the Sixers do it after he canceled the workout? Hornets, Jazz?
Charlotte.
Okay.
Charlotte. That would probably be my guess.
But, dude, if you don't want to take a guard and the draft goes Flag, Harper, Bailey, Edgecombe, Knipple, like if those guys go top five, then it's got to be Trey Johnson or Fears, right? Otherwise, you look at... What's that?
Malawach.
Or Malik.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think Trey Johnson you could maybe get away with because the whole point, I think, of Bub Carrington is they want him to be able to be on the ball more. I think Trey Johnson can work off the ball as a two guard. I think Fears is more ball dominant. So maybe if you draft him with Bub Carrington, that's a little more redundant of kind of you just got rid of a guy that was a ball dominant guard in Jordan Poole and you're bringing one in. But I think Trey Johnson, if he were there, would be a fine pick as well.
Yeah, I think, though, that this is where Washington would start to discuss trading, right? Because at that point, if you don't have a perfect fit, then you're probably better off taking more bites at the apple, you know, assuming that you can still stay, you know, in the top 10, top 12 or something, or get, you know, a high first rounder next year. I think that's when you start to look at offers. But as long as Ace Bailey's on the board, I think that's where you gravitate towards. But yeah, it should be interesting. I mean, I'm very interested to see what happens here because, as I said, Washington could be competitive in the next 2 years. And it's quite possible that the player that they draft here is a big part of it.
Dude, when do they even want to be competitive? I almost wonder.
Well,
if
probably
it's like
with
not
the when Giannis becomes
28.
A free agent, right? Like that to me is the first window if you're clearing some space, you know, to see if you can lure a guy like that into the building, because that makes you legitimate right away. Other people will probably want to come here. So
we got
good
Greek food. St. Sophia's has that big-ass Greek fest every fall.
Neil, it feels like...
I'm sure they deliver, too.
They need...
You know, maybe there's, like, more options at Capital One Arena.
Yeah.
So I think that, that's what you have to look for. You have to take that shot and then see where you're going. If for some reason a player like that doesn't want to play here, well, then you got to reassess and figure out how you're going to grow this thing. Are you going to go maybe, like... You know, the OKC route where you just get lucky and have all your young talent develop and peak at the same time. Plus, you have a bunch of draft picks waiting in the wings. But that would be my guess is that you build this young core and then you get one or two free agents that can really take you over the top.
It feels like they need that star. I mean, you were kind of just alluding to it. What do you think is the most likely way, regardless of if it's 2 years, 5 years down the line, what do you think the most likely way is for the Wizards to get that star? Is it going to be through free agency? Do they build a team appealing enough to go get one of these guys? Is it just going to have to be through the draft? Or do you think they could trade for a guy down the line?
I think that they will develop some talent through the draft and then spend money in free agency. I think that that's the path that we're going, because that's the quickest path. If you're able to do it correctly in terms of free agents that will you know, be worth the money and not just getting names for the sake of getting names.
Well, and they got boned in the lottery.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing too, right? I mean, if they would have gotten the first or even second pick here, maybe we have a different conversation. But I do think that they actually, they'll need a marquee young guy in the building to make it happen. They probably have a year, maybe two more to get that. But I think that that's probably the direction that we see. Young talent, and then really take a heavy swing on a free agent or two to take them over the top.
Will you have any action tonight?
No, I can't bet draft picks where I live, unfortunately.
Come on over, dude.
So I'll just live vicariously through you.
White Brian's going to be throwing dimes all over the board. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I can only bet dimes anywhere, like literal dimes.
Yeah, because they've shut me down. I got to introduce you to some people, Neil. There are still people in this.
I don't know. Terms and conditions just popped up on the betting sites that they're going to void, like, syndicate-type bets. So,
That's
I'm
crazy.
Toxic. You don't want to be anywhere near me.
Toxic Neil Greenberg. That's what we call him. Thank you for the time, buddy. Appreciate it.
Love you guys. Stay cool. Have a great weekend.
All right. That's our guy, Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. Check out all his work in the Post. You can follow him at N Greenberg. Here's what we're going to do. Open up the phones. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I've been saying I've been enjoying Bickle's breakdowns. His pick is in. We're going to have our official mock coming up at 1 o'clock. But I want to hear from you. You happy Jordan Poole's gone? Do you like the way that trade went? What do you want the Wiz to do tonight? What do you think the Wiz are going to do tonight? Phone lines open now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next. It ball. Big night, NBA draft. Wizards hold the number 6th overall pick. Even though they were one of the 3 worst teams in the league, they fell as far as they could. That ain't life with Le Boulé. I don't know what is. Speaking of hoops, just announced that the Hoyas and the Terps will open the season in College Park. Fired up about that. Anybody out there listening, I might take the kids. I need 4. Need 4 for November 7th in CP. I'll meet you at Bentley's before. I'll cover the booze. Let's get to these phones. Lou is in D.C. Lou, how you feeling about the Wiz, man? Big night. Big night.
Hey, JP, what's going on, man?
Not much, buddy. How are you?
How you doing?
Good.
Long time, man. To be honest, I think Landini, I boycott the draft, man, because what they did to the – I mean, I guess I don't know, man. It's a crime, man. You can't give. You literally just handed the pick to Dallas just because they traded Luka. But you know, sometimes I guess you know, it's funny. But
so
I'll go with the big
the draft
man, man.
You're not gonna watch?
No, I'm saying like if I'm the Wizard, like I look, man. Y'all could have this year, and then you know, whatever. But I don't think that's possible. But what I'm saying is I'll go with the big man, man. Either the guy from Duke or Derrick Queen, because that's what they need. They need a big body who could rebound and block shots and things like that. And as far as the scores, I mean, they got a bunch of wing guys. They could do that for them. So they need to address that. They don't need to go get Ace Bailey or whoever this guy is. But I just think they need a big man, either the guy from Duke, one of the two guys from Duke, or Derek Queen, man. That's what they need, and they need a big man in that rotation, so they could find a way to try to defend, because that's their issue, man. They just be giving up layups after layups every time, man. So they don't play defense, and if they could find a way to get a big man and playing defense, and keep the score under 100 and things like that, that's the way you'd be successful like Boston. So that's what I think, man. But other than that, appreciate you taking my call, man.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate good to hear from you, Luke. Hold it down at the metal shop. Man. All right.
not anymore, man. I'm gone out of there, man. Hey, man, say hello to B. Mitch, man.
Will do.
My guy, B. Mitch, man.
Shout out to B.
All right. Yes, sir.
All right, see you, buddy. Let's see if we can get B to call in for the mock draft, Jeff. He can have the number one pick. Real quick, my guy, so Jeff's in the big chair this week. Professor Landini is on vacation, most likely at his home. And my man Bennett is filling in. Bennett, that caller just thought you were Lamphill. How did that feel?
I don't know. No offense taken.
Okay.
I'm good. Cool.
He don't sound nothing like Lamphill. If anything, him and White Brian sound alike.
Just boring ass white dudes.
I'm not going to say that. I'm just talking about their voices here, man.
It's okay.
Hold on, Bennett. Talk for a second. Just tell me how you feel about the Jordan Poole trade.
Flexibility for the Wizard frees up cap space. I like it for the long term.
He does sound like White Brian.
White Brian, tell me how you feel about the Jordan Poole trade.
Feel bad for Deb from the chat. Got rid of her Michigan guy.
He does sound like him. That's crazy.
PJ's arrested. PJ, how you feel about the pool trade? How you feeling about the Wiz? Big night. Big night.
I'm feeling very optimistic, right? So of the four guys that are most likely for the Wiz to pick, right, Ace Bailey, Kamaluwach, Jerome Fierce, and Trey Johnson, if Bailey's there, that's a pretty good pick. If he's not there, I really, really strongly hope they take Maluwach, because the way I look at it is like this. I don't know how much of it's hyperbole, but if Cooper Flagg and the other Duke guys are really saying how great of a shooter Maluwach is, and we already know he's huge, he's got the defense, he's got a good shooting stroke, even if they're exaggerating, if he's half as good a shooter as Tate is, then that, as far as the upside, I mean, if we think about it, he has his upside is almost as much as Cooper Flagg, maybe with Dylan Harper, if that's true. And I also think that there's going to be in every draft, more likely next year, there's going to be somebody like a Trey Johnson or a Jerome Fears, like a point guard or a shooting guard type always. You're less likely to see somebody like Maluwach. He's a lot more rare. And if you take a guy like Maluwach, that gives you flexibility when you draft moving forward, because, you can draft a guard that's all around, offense, defense, right? But if you see a guard next year that is offense, I mean, the defense is not that good, well, you got Sar and Maluwach back there to kind of give that guy some grace and a little bit extra freedom with the ball without having to worry about compromising. And the only thing I was going to just add is I'm a little confused by the other Duke guy being number four. Everyone's saying he's going to be good, but I see like limited upside with him, Con Nipple. So I'm surprised why he would go. He just seems like more of a middle first round, but there must be something that they're saying that I'm not seeing. But anyways, yeah, it should be good. And, trying to think if there's any other names I can
PJ,
think of. I think that's about it.
Let me make this. Let me try to clear
Roger
something.
That.
Are you anti nipple? Straight biology talk.
To get back on track, I am. I am in on Maluwach because you could get a guy who can be a pick and roll on offense, a really good around the rim, and he's a really good interior defender. So you could allow Sar to kind of float a little bit as a help side defender and play more of his true position, the four, a stretch four. But I would have a hard time not taking Maluwach not taking Trey Johnson if he's there over Maluwach. Obviously, Ace Bailey. Like, for me, it's Edgecombe, which he's not going to be there more than likely. But if Edgecombe were to fall to six, that's my guy. Then it would be Ace Bailey. Then it would be Trey Johnson. And then I would go Maluwach if those other guys are gone.
All right, we got to go to break. I have texted B. Mitch and Landfill to see if they will take part in our mock draft. Update coming. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Phones open till noon.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go now. A lot of things just happened in the last break. I am buddies with a guy named Rudy from college. Rudy Gerson. Shout out at DC Barno. I've known Rudy since I was 17 or something. Probably younger than that, honestly. My man Ben just told me Rudy's a celebrity at Maryland basketball games.
Are you a celebrity at Maryland basketball games?
I try to keep a low profile. But I like that bar back beneath the seats. So if you don't see me come out at halftime. It's one thing that's very different with me and B. B. Mitch is like the most recognizable. Honestly, probably of former athletes that live in this town, B. Mitch is one of the most like out and about. You see him everywhere and like super visible. Where I'm always like, B, wear a hat, man. Like just like try to chill. And he's like, instead, he's wearing his Caps B. Mitch jersey. And then right. He's like, man, everybody wants a photo.
Man,
like,
I gotta say hi to the fans. Yeah. I gotta say hi to the people.
Yo, you know what your worst nightmare is? Trying to leave a hotel lobby on an away Redskins game with Brian Mitchell. All right, B, we got dinner at 7:30. The Uber's here. You're lucky if he's out in 20 minutes. Whereas I'll just like kind of duck. I'm an Irish exiteer. Like
I don't blame you. If we're going somewhere, we're going.
I want to eat. I want to get to dinner.
I don't have that problem, thankfully.
But shout out to Rudy. He's a celebrity in College Park. I do need 4 for the opener against the Hoyas. Anybody? I've been, since there's been big changes over there, I've been nothing but supportive. I'm Johnny Terp these days. Can't wait for football. Can't wait for hoops. Shout out to the new AD. Shout out to Buzz. I'm everybody's biggest fan. I gave them $100, Toby.
Oh.
That's a big deal.
Do you think they can get a big-time recruit now?
No, but it's been a long time since I've given them a penny. So that's 100 more than, like, the last 10 years. Go Terps, all right?
Go Hokies.
Nothing but supportive here. Now, Toby's shouting out the Virginia Tech ladies basketball program.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, good.
Shout out Coach Duffy.
Shout out to Coach Duffy. Big game tonight. You know where I'm going?
Where are you going?
Skeens Miz.
Oh, yes.
You know I love young pitchers. Young stud
Dude,
pitchers get me going.
I get fired up for this matchup.
All right, tell the people.
So Paul Skeens, I don't think needs any introduction. He is one of, if not already,
he's
the best
dating
pitcher
Libby
in the game.
Dunn.
Yeah.
He's getting it done in all departments.
He's
no
about
pun
as
intended,
big a
Jeff.
Celebrity in baseball right now as you can get. And Jacob Mizorowski just burst onto the scene. He's only made 2 career starts. JP, he started his career with 11 no-hit innings. 11 no-hit innings. Because this guy is 6'7", JP. His first pitch in the bigs was 100. He followed up with 102 and then 101. And like I said, 11 no-hit innings. His first start, he rolled his ankle, so he was taken out in the 6th inning of a no-hitter. His last start, he had 6 perfect innings before he finally walked somebody and gave up his first hit, which was a home run against the Twins. He's the first pitcher, I think, since 1900, JP, with more wins than hits allowed. It's 2 wins. He's 2-0.
Gas.
He's given up 1 hit. He throws a slider, which maybe moves more like a cutter. His slider is 95 miles an hour, and he threw it to Willie Castro of the Twins last time out and twisted him up like a pretzel. This one's going to be electric. I can't wait for this match.
Where is it? Pittsburgh or Milwaukee?
Milwaukee.
Brewers are a way better team than the Pirates.
Way better. Way better. But this is about as good a pitching matchup as you'll get all year.
It's also my understanding this is the MLB TV free game.
Yeah.
Yo, it's on at 2 o'clock.
It's on at 2:10, I believe.
So you can go, Skeens Miz will probably be an hour and a half with the pitch clock and everything. Yeah. I mean, assuming both those guys go 7 or 8 innings, this joint's going to go fast.
Yeah.
So you could go, you could watch Skeens Miz right into Nats pods with Gore on the mound.
Yeah.
That's 3 young studs before 6 o'clock. That's pretty solid, dude.
Yeah, it's incredible watching Jacob Mizorowski pitch, where this dude is 6'7", JP, and they were talking about his extension down the mound, and they measure this stuff now with all the analytics and all that stuff that they do, and they figured out that he gets down the mound 7-plus feet, 7.7. He's got the highest extension in Major League Baseball, which means he's throwing the ball from like 53 feet, and he's throwing 100. How do you hit that? I mean, the perceived velocity on that has to be like 106. I don't know how you hit this guy, and he's throwing you a slider that's 95. I don't even understand. Like, the Twins, the last time he pitched, looked completely outmatched, and that so rarely happens at the big league level. And you've got a guy on the other side in Paul Skeens who mows guys down, and they looked overmatched. But even he's going to probably have a few fastballs over 100, and it's not going to look as fast as Mizorowski just because of how tall he is. Yeah, this is going to be a fun one today. I'm fired up for it.
Does it feel like, maybe not locally, but even kind of locally, because Wood is so good and Gore is so good, does it feel like baseball's kind of having a moment? There's a ton of young talent, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough for the Nationals because they had that stupid losing streak, which kind of took them into irrelevancy for the rest of the season. But, I mean, if you're tuning in to watch players, like we're talking about where you're trying to watch the Miz, which is his nickname, Jacob Mizorowski, or you're watching Paul Skeens. Like, if you're tuning in for players, NBA style, there's plenty of young guys that you feel good about watching right now, and there's plenty of them for the Nationals right now. Like, every fifth day, Mackenzie Gore, that's a start that you want to watch.
Right.
James Wood, every single night, he comes to the plate, you want to watch what he's doing. CJ. So, yeah, they've got some guys, and heck, all three of those guys might be in the All-Star game, and the Nationals' record is not very good, but all three of those guys are all-star.
Rutgers is going to have 2 top 10 picks, and they went under 500 and missed the tournament. So
it's insane.
Records aren't always reflective. How about this parlay? I just saw this. I just opened up DraftKings. Skeens, 7-plus Ks. Miz, 7-plus Ks. The game under 2.5 in the first 5 and no runs in the first inning, plus 575.
I like that. I like that.
You want to split that? We get some action going for 2 o'clock first pitch.
I don't hate it. Okay. I already have a little action on that.
White Brian, you want in on that? 20 cents? Big time. 75 cents. He's calling it a 3-unit play.
I might even cover it for him.
I will cover his 20 cents. I will cover his 20 cents. What do they call it? Like get free bet back or whatever the betting
sweat places. Free bet yeah, for dude. White Brian.
White Brian's booked on that. Dude, I mean, this thing is a total toss-up. It's the Brewers to win, minus 109, the Pirates, minus 112. Like, it's...
Well, it's because Paul Skeens is the better pitcher because he's just had more time in the bigs.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Brewers are so much better. Like, the Pirates lineup is like a Triple-A lineup, and probably their best hitter might not play today. I'd have to check and see if he's in the lineup or not. But he got benched last night for, I believe the quote was, effort and energy. So how does that make you feel good?
That's my only concern with old Ace Bailey. Nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody go anywhere. Chris Miles next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.